bit smaller.
Oh, yeah, you know, a little ground squirrel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Small animals.
What are a few of
the... Cutest little thing you ever looked at.
They're cute, but they're destructive, though.
Oh, yeah.
What are a few of the fish you get in this area?
The type of fish? We have the bass, the largemouth, the smallmouth, the striped bass, the crappie, the bream, the perch, the walleye pike, not too many, and we've got a start of mountain trout slightly in Old Smith Lake, catfish, eels. Not many that won't know here, but there's a lot of eels. And you talk about eatable fish. That's about the extent we have here.
What are some snakes around here?
Yeah, you got the rattlesnake, you got the black snake, you got the Highland moccasin, they call it. That's one of the blunt tail. And you got the black racer, you got the king snake, and you got the green snake. That's all I've ever heard is a green snake. Green all snake look like me. But a green snake and quartz whip. And we have I call it black racer, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And they have the king snake. Let's see what other snake we got here. We got nearly all kinds of snakes here. Don't want me no cobras. That's all I think of.
Right. What are the things that pearls grow in?
Pearls, shell.
What kind of shell?
Seashells.
Well, what specific? Is the thing that you said at lunch you don't eat anymore, you used to
eat?
Oh,
oysters. What am I mean? Yeah, oysters.
Okay. And, and then what is the thing that you did, you wanted, you ordered in New Orleans and they weren't any good?
Oh, shrimp.
Okay. Let's see. And what croaks in the marshes, the big thing?
What now?
It croaks.
Croaks in the marshes.
Hops around.
Oh, frogs.
And the big ones.
Bullfrogs.
Or how about little bitty ones?
That's a little bullfrogs.
Well, these live in trees or...
Tree frogs.
All right. Oh, they come out after a rain?
Yeah.
Tree frogs?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure do.
And then the kind that live on land, that live in
the
your garden?
Bullfrogs.
All right. And the things that you dig up to fish with?
Grub worms, red worms, wigglers, that's about it.
All right. What's the little fish that you use for bait?
Minnows.
All right. And then the kind of...
Tuffies, shiners.
What was the second one?
Tuffies.
Tuffies. Is that a kind of minnow?
Yeah. Hmm. They last longer than that stuff. Branch minnows, tuffy minnows, shiners, and so on.
Then the thing that with a hard shell that can pull in its
turtle.
Legs? Pardon?
Turtle.
All right. And what about one that lives on dry land?
What do you call it?
There are a lot of things. You might say terrapin.
Yeah, a terrapin.
You might say tortoise.
Yeah, tortoise, terrapin, and a tortoise.
What?
That's a tortoise there, call it a tortoise. Of course you said the kinds of turtles?
That live on land.
Oh, land. We got the hardback turtle, the softback turtle, the water.
Did you ever hear a turtle called a gopher?
Gopher.
A turtle.
I've heard that, but I didn't know what it's referring to a turtle. I thought it was a gopher rat that's talking.
No, in South Alabama, they'll say gopher and mean a turtle. A land turtle. Honest, they really do. Sometimes go to South Alabama and ask somebody that. What's the kind of thing that lives in fresh water? I think you get them in Louisiana, and they're edible. They're like little lobsters.
Yeah.
Craw?
Crabs.
No, craw.
Crawfish?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And the thing